pizza?
That's right. And because they announced the draw within the last hour, my colleague Doug Feinberg and I are walking back to our hotel right now as we speak.
Oh, wow.
15-hour day.
So, well, I was going to ask. That's made for quite a long day. So where were you? What are you walking back from?
Well, from the Saitama Super Arena, there's a nice little walkway. It takes us like 8 minutes, and it's like, let's do that. We're allowed to, take this very, very short route and make it there safely, and it's better than waiting 20 minutes for a bus when we've been working since very early in the morning.
Yeah, well, so Team USA, I guess Kevin Durant finally showed up, and now they're off to the quarterfinal round against Spain.
Well, and Jason Tatum as well. And,
yeah.
You know, don't overlook what Jrue Holiday has done for the men. I mean, think about this. This guy helped the Bucks win the championship, and then he comes over here and, boom, seems to be the missing piece the Americans need. Now, let's wait and see how this goes into the quarterfinals.
Well, and then the women's side, no problem with Spain, right? So they're advancing along, too.
Well, they advanced, but they actually played France today.
Oh, that's France. I got Spain on the brain. France, their neighbor.
France. Yes, the men will be playing Spain
right.
In the quarterfinals. And the Gasol brothers, the women beat France. And after the draw just a little while ago, they're going to be playing Australia on Wednesday.
Well, so what do you think? Men, women both win gold, you think?
Well, let's put it this way. They're both being pushed like, they haven't been pushed in a very long time. I mean, the U.S., the women have trailed after the first quarter of their three games in pool play. The American men lost to France, so it's tough to say that, it's a given that they do come away with gold. They're going to have to earn them.
Teresa Walker, by the way, Eric a moment ago mentioned that when you got back, you'd want to party. I would dare say you'd probably want to sleep for several days.
At least one or two or three. I mean, I don't know if I'll make it back to Titans camp before they get done with their first preseason game. I'm just saying.
What are your travel plans? When are you coming back?
I come back a week from today. So there's no way I can talk to you next Monday because I will be on a flight that leaves here at 5:20 p.m. And I'm coming back in time. I will be landing in Newark 13 hours later at like 5-something. And then I got a nearly 4-hour layover in Newark.
Well, that should be fun.
Tell me about it. A Bloody Mary and a bagel cost me nearly $40 coming to Tokyo 2 weeks ago.
Well, I tell you, so how are you holding up, seriously?
Well, let's put it this way. At this point, we've only got one more game a day where we have four games, the quarterfinal day on Wednesday. Starting to feel a little bit like a horse smelling the barn. So, yeah, get the second, maybe fifth win at this point.
The horse smelling the barn, huh?
I'm ready to head home, but I got a few more days before I can pack.
You watch? Do you get to pay attention to any? I know you're so focused because you're there to do a job for the Associated Press. Obviously, the basketball component there is what you're assigned to. You get to pay attention to what else is going on?
Sometimes. I mean, we have, I can see the channels, just flat channels where we're communicating and where people are filing. But, on days where I'm helping with so many games, not too much. I mean, I did see that Simone Biles is going to perform or compete on the balance beam, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the U.S. soccer women lost to Canada in the semifinals. So there you go. That's what I know from today.
Well, it's, I guess that's the biggest upset, maybe, one of. I don't know that Canada, Patton was telling me, Canada has never beaten U.S. Team USA in soccer. So now you got Canada and Sweden there. The bronze for U.S. women is all they can do. You talk about Simone Biles. Once she pulled out and citing the reasons that the you-know-whats were going to come out of the woodwork about it, and they did.
Well, did people complain when Djokovic broke a racket and left his partner on the court with a chance to win a medal in tennis? Just saying.
Yeah, but she... I understand that, but it is apples and oranges in our country because Simone Biles has been such the face of the pre-Olympic high. Well, she's been such a face of the Olympics for the past, two, right? So... You know, I don't know. I'm not judging. It is not me to judge. I know all I'm saying is I'm judging those who are judging, and they just, you know, but you knew, predictably, you knew those idiots would come out of the woodworks.
Greg, all I know is that I can barely walk straight and not bump into doors and stuff. So anybody who can go flying through the air with the greatest of ease has my admiration. And, you know, when they tell me, when gymnasts say that the twisties are a real thing, how do you dispute that?
Yeah, she's going to get some hits, too, by not just pulling out completely. But I think that's completely her prerogative, right?
Sure. I mean, she's sticking around trying to compete. I mean, she pulled out, and another teammate was able to win some medals here. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people who've won here. And if she had, you know, tried to keep competing, it's tough to go back and rewrite history at this point, right? You know, Jade Carey, I think, she's going home with medals. You know, there's a lot of people on the gymnastics team who are going home with medals in large part because of the decisions that Simone made.
I tell you, Teresa Walker with us, walking from the venue back to her hotel. And is it Saitama? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Saitama?
I don't know. Saitama? Saitama? I don't know.
You just need to know how to spell it, right? Yes. Your counterpart over there, I know, good friend, Christine Brennan. If she wants to get into you, she can wear people out. And the unvaccinated U.S. swimmer that went maskless during the Olympic interviews, did you read her column on Michael Andrew, who did that? It ran a couple days ago.
I missed it. I didn't get a chance to read it. But Christine can, she can take a blowtorch when she needs to.
Well, she did. You need to go back, and people need to go back and read that, whether you agree, disagree with whatever. He's part of the team, and everybody on the team is doing, you know, what they're asked. So, anyway. Well, Teresa, we'll let you go. It sounds like you're almost winded.
I am. I mean, walking and talking at the same time isn't easy, Greg. Even though I can't, I'm really good at talking.
Are you wearing a mask right now?
Yes, I am. Walking, talking in a mask.
Well, do you have to wear, when you're totally outside of your room, is it mask 100% of the time?
Yes, I have not seen, I saw two people come out of their rooms on my floor without masks, but they had them on by the time they got to the elevator. I mean, masks are a way of life over here, and they all, you know, they've been into masking a lot anyway, but with this, you know, the protocols are very strict, and they're doing their best to try to keep, you know, all of us who came here from infecting them. And, you know, I'm kind of glad I don't want to bring anything home when I come home next week. So, and yes, I am going to have to provide proof that I am negative before I get on a plane returning home.
How does that work?
Well, luckily, I'm being tested along with everybody who goes to a venue. We're being tested every day. And so when I'll be able to get a copy of that negative certificate, and put that on my phone and show that when I head to the airport.
You know, are you ever worried your phone battery will run down?
I try to make sure it stays charged up, particularly when I'm using it quite a bit like I have been.
Yeah. Well, Teresa, we'll let you go. Thanks for jumping on with us. I know the timing wasn't the best, but, you know, there you are, walking through the streets of Tokyo, Teresa Walker.
Thank you. We make it do what it do.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. Safe travels. I guess we will not talk Monday, but we'll catch with, after you've settled in at home, we'll catch up with you, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. Teresa Walker. Wow. What a day. 15-hour day.